Britain, is it easy to get a place at a university?
Not really. It all depends on how well you do in your exams. These exams are called A-levels, and you take them at the very end of school. You have to take them if you want to go to university. Of course, you know, you need better exam marks for one university, and some other university will take you with lower scores.
Of course, that makes sense. And do you have to pay a lot of money for studying at the university?
No, in fact, you don't. University is basically free for those who can get in. This means that tuition is free.
Tuition?
You know, the money you have to pay for instruction. But even if tuition is free, you still have to pay for the dorm if you need one, for your food and books. Some students even get scholarships to pay for accommodation and food.
And how long does it take to get a university degree?
Most people study to get BAs or BSCs, which usually takes 3 years.
BA? BSC? What does it mean?
BA means a Bachelor of Arts, and BSC means a Bachelor of Science. So undergraduates usually stay at the university for 3 years.
I see. And what does it mean that somebody is an undergraduate?
Undergraduates are those students who are studying for their first degree. The first degree is usually a BA or a BSc.
Now I get it. And then after the BA, you can study further, right?
Correct. You can get an MA, for example, or an MSc. And students who are studying for their second degree are called graduate students or graduates. The second degree usually takes 2 years. Then you can do a PhD.
A PhD is the same as a doctorate, right?
You're right. It's also possible to do a doctorate directly after the BA, but I think it takes longer then.
Then am I a graduate student or an undergraduate student? Could you explain this to me? In Poland, I'm in my 5th year of an MA program, but I don't have a BA.
I really don't know, Kasia. It's a different system. I guess I would say you're a graduate student because you've been studying for 5 years and soon you'll get your MA.